I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, November 28. Coming up, EOJ reports slow voter turnout for today's local government elections during morning period. Ground broken in Pennants Clarendon for the construction of a water shop, and more expectant mothers provided with free milk. The news in detail after the break.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Now the news. The Electoral Office of Jamaica, EOJ, is reporting continued slow voter turnout for today's local government elections. There was a 10% voter turnout during the hours 7 to 11 a.m., with 183,743 ballots being cast across all 7,050 polling stations. Director of Elections, Orit Fisher, says 99% of polling stations opened on time with no glitches.
Voting has been fairly slow, well, I'll say slow. No major incidents have been reported. And all the workers were in place. And we continue and see what happens at the end of the day.
Meanwhile, 782 electors voted for the mayor of the municipality of Portmore during the 7 to 11 a.m. period. This accounts for 8.12% of electors eligible to vote in that election. Polls closed at 5 p.m. Monday, November 28. Ground has been broken in Pennants Clarendon for the construction of a water shop to be completed early next year. The pilot facility, to be built at a cost of $10 million, is expected to provide water to about 1,000 residents. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie, at a recent groundbreaking ceremony, said a steady supply of water will be provided to replenish the tanks at the shop.
The success of this project is going to be dependent on the response of the people here in this community. If we are to replicate it across the country, which we intend to do, then this pilot project has to be a successful one.
The complex will consist of 8 1,000-gallon water tanks to be fenced, as well as an administrative office. Meanwhile, local government minister Desmond McKenzie has called on the residents of Pennants in Clarendon to play their role in the success of the water shop project. He says similar projects would greatly improve the availability of potable water for residents in communities across the island habitually affected by drought.
What we are doing today is to start a process to eliminate the degrading experience of our citizens who on a daily basis have to use any means at their disposal to obtain water.
Residents of Pennants will be provided with free water for the first 3 months after completion of the facility, after which a cost will be applied. The minister adds that the road leading up to the water shop will be paved to allow ease of access to the trucks which will replenish the 1,000-gallon tanks. He's also commending resident Selvin Morgan for donating the land on which the tanks will be placed. The project is a collaborative effort of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, the Clarendon Municipal Corporation and Rural Water Supply Limited. And expectant mothers who attend the Gordontown Health Center in East Rural St. Andrew are to benefit from 3 months' supply of milk under the postnatal and antenatal nutrition support program. The initiative, implemented by the Jamaica Dairy Development Board in partnership with milk processors Edwards Dairy, Island Dairies and Surge Island Dairies, aims to improve the health of pregnant mothers and their babies and encourage pregnant women to drink more milk. Deputy Chairman of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Dr. Sophia Ramlal, says the current phase of the program involves the distribution of 3 pints, or approximately 1.5 liters of milk, free of cost each week, for 3 months to pregnant women who are registered at antenatal clinics in health centers and hospitals island-wide.
There are 50 mothers that are registered at this clinic for this program, and having gone around the island, at the end of this program, there are some 500 mothers that are going to be benefiting from this.
The program is being implemented in at least one location per parish. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.